Thank you for coming to the Holy Ghost Calling website. It's a Tuesday afternoon, and we gather here on Tuesdays. And Brother Freedom is here, and the Lord has been using him mightily of late. And as Brother Freedom says, he's nothing but God is everything. And God is so wonderful. God is so glorious. We love him. Without him, we'd be out of business. But we're here because we want the Holy Spirit to touch us. I know I want more of God. I need more of God. And I hope all of you who are out there, you'll listen in, or maybe you'll download and save the message and listen again to it. Sometimes there's prophetic words, like on the Sunday service we just had, there were two prophetic words that were given, and they were so special. We never know what the Holy Spirit's going to do, but we do know it's going to be wonderful, and we're going to just believe together for something great. Father, we thank you. Help us today. We thank you for touching Brother Freedom in a wonderful way. We thank you for touching all the wonderful people out there that are listening in. Thank you for helping them to trust in you and to look to you and to believe, Father, because you are our answer and our help. In Jesus' name, amen.
A wonderful Lord, a wonderful Savior. Father, we thank you for all the things that you've given us, all the blessings that come our way. And we thank you for the leadership of the Holy Ghost. And we, Father, we thank you for your Son, Jesus, for doing such a wonderful job. Lord, he gave himself that all might live. And Father, he's still working the hearts of your people. And we just love you, and we thank you, Lord, for what you've done. We thank you for the good things. We thank you for the blessed things, the holy things. And Father, we just pray that you'll bless this day. Bless our thoughts, bless our hearts, bless our directions, bless our callings. Bless our, that we might be more faithful. We would walk before you in your presence. We might please you in everything that we do and say. We want to lift up and encourage those that are down this day. We want to encourage them to keep going on, that they might have a extra strength, extra power, and extra blessing they need for this last hour. And we thank you for those mighty blessings. We thank you for the weather and all the things that you've given us. We thank you for life itself. We thank you for the provisions. We thank you for our food. We thank you for clothing. We thank you for living in a free land. We thank you for all the things. We thank you that we haven't been coerced by guns or anything like that last night. We've had a freedom we've had here, and we thank you for all those things. We thank you, and we thank you because you've done great and mighty things for us. We thank you in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen. I truly believe that I have been thinking about something so. And then the Lord, Holy Spirit's helped me think about it also. But I've seen a lot of great things happen in my life. But I remember one thing that the Lord was sort of coaching me this morning. That there's one ingredient that happens in every case. And if I leave it out, it won't work. And I don't ever mention it very much because people get real offended by doing what I'm going to speak about. But I'm just trying to tell you what is true. And I know it's fact. If you don't want to receive it, that's between you and the Lord your God. We just pray that you might get benefited what I'm going to put in for a few months. Maybe the Holy Spirit will add more with it. But in the last 30 years, I've seen a lot of gigantic things happen. And I had to pray for that next part that I was to be partakers in what the Lord would call me to do in those instances. But there's one ingredient that's remained the same. I had to pray in the Spirit. I had to pray in the Spirit. It says, building up yourself in the most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. In 1 Corinthians 14th chapter, it says, when you pray in tongues, it edifies. Well, we need edifying. Edifying, that's getting, making it clear for you. That means you're getting direction out of it. Edifying is the part that God puts on us to get direction, gets a power. And so it's a wonderful tool because the enemy doesn't know what's happening also. He can't understand it. Many times we don't understand it. We don't need to understand it. We just need to be obedient. And that's one of the ways that God has to get us to be obedient. That's why I believe that He baptized us with the speaking in tongues. It's an evidence that He is in us. And He wishes to, many times, that we don't need to know in our own minds. God's there to, we will follow Him and follow His leadership. But I tell you, time after time, I've prayed for people who was dying in all these situations. But I remember every time, it was like praying in the Spirit. My brother Clint here, his father, was in trouble a couple of years ago, just before he passed away. And so I came to be with him in the hospital. But I really prayed in the Spirit. That's what I did. And I didn't pray out loud. But it did a mighty move in his heart. Brother Clint could tell you, it changed his life. It moved mightily. And I believe need to get back to that. The Word of God says how there should be mockers in the last days, saying who should walk after their own ungodly lust. These are they who separate themselves, essentially having not the Spirit. Well, the only way you know whether you got the Spirit or not, and the evidence is you speak in tongues. So it's a tool God has purposed, because it can come against Satan himself. It can come against principalities, against powers, against those people that are stubborn, those that are rebellious. It comes against all spirits. It helps us to clean the cobwebs out of our mind. You know, if nothing else, I like to pray in the Spirit, because it edifies me to the ways that I can get my heart in the right spot with God. Without praying in the Spirit, it's hard. You stumble along, you pray, you pray, and sometimes not much happens. If you start praying in the Spirit, I'll guarantee you things happen. So it's got to be a tool that needs to be used in this last hour to qualify us to be able to use by God. The Spirit of God actually qualifies us, makes us, cleanses us, purposes for whatever we're facing. Every situation is different in life. So if we want to face it wisely as a soldier of the Lord Jesus Christ, we need to pray in the Spirit. That we not fulfill the lust of the flesh. We pray in the Spirit. It cleanses our heart. It brings forth knowledge. It brings forth revelation knowledge. It brings forth God's healing. It brings forth all the atonements that God has given to help mankind live for the Lord Jesus Christ. So it's available, and we need to realize in these last days, that's why there's so many scoffers that are talking against it. Because they don't want anything that's done that God's going to be in. The Lord was really showing me the other day that man likes to have his own identification. And that seems odd, because men, I guess they must get some pleasure out of them being the kingpin. Them to be the top person. But I don't want it. I don't want that position. I want to serve God as from the servantship. I want to humble myself. I want to purpose my God that I can't do it within myself. I'm not able. I'm not capable. And the more I decrease, I find out the more that He increases. We're praying for people on the internet. Some of you people are sending them letters, and I don't see you. So it takes a gigantic spirit that's bigger than my spirit. And I just pray, and I know it's all good, so that's it. And God does it. But it takes the mighty Spirit of God there. He arranges situations. He arranges the hearts. And you know, we get in these, we're in the 21st century, and you know, we think we're really pretty smart, but we can't outdate God. You know, that old time Holy Ghost power is real. It's what gets the job done. You can have revivals. You can have great seminars. You can have great speakers, great edifiers, great knowledgeable people. But you really won't never have a service. I'm saying this right off the show. You'll not have a real, true service until you have a move of the Spirit. And you move for the speaking of tongues. That the tongues of God's available, God may not use it. But it means that if He needs to be, it's received. It's welcome. It's thought it's normal. We shouldn't be ashamed of the Spirit of God moving in our fellowship and our services. We should be not ashamed. So many places, they're ashamed, and that's terrible. You know, you would like to, you know, if you thought about it, would you like to go somewhere and you had a loved one, and when you showed up, you would tell they were just sort of cringing, they were just getting, they were just pulling out, hiding themselves, they didn't want to be seen. Because, but that's what we do with the Lord. When we come against the working centers of God, which is the Holy Ghost, we refuse it. We're coming against God Himself. We're coming against what is activated to help us in life. That's what cleanses us. It's one that processes. That's how I used to get directions. I would just pray in the Spirit, and then I knew. It's a way of God letting you know that's okay. Aren't you? I think it's the most wonderful tool that I've ever seen. You know, the Holy Ghost is so wonderful. You can pray till you know. You know. I know when people get healed. If you don't know, then you need to pray until you get the knower a little lower. You need to get your knower a little higher in God. And we need that advice that only the Holy Ghost can tell us. We need that peace that satisfies us, that touches us, that relieves us. I've seen many people touch. And this might seem like not a good service for some people, but I believe it's a mighty service. Because I've seen great and mighty things done when this was available. Glory! The glory of God is available to help us. Anytime that we get ashamed of that, we need to go down and seek God. Because it may not be forgiven. God says that the things of the Holy Ghost, if we come against the Holy Ghost, they may not be forgiven. So we need to be careful how we speak about some of the tools that God has given us. He paid in full that we might have. Jesus says, nevertheless, it's needful that I go away. For I go not away, the Comforter will not come. But if I go away, I will send the Comforter. And he shall come, and he shall be with you. And when he has come, he shall reprove you and uplift you. And he will speak of me. And he will testify the things that God, the Bible says, he is the way maker. He's the peacemaker. The 14th chapter of St. John is such a wonderful book. And Jesus was speaking here to the disciples about his going away. It starts out about the 12th verse. It says, verily, verily, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. And greater works shall I do, because I go to the Father. And whatsoever ye ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father might be glorified in the Son. So Jesus is saying, I'm going to go away, but I'm going to give you power that will give you strength while you're on, when I'm gone. He says, it's going to benefit you. And whatsoever ye ask in my name, that will I do it, that the Father might be glorified in the Son. So Jesus is really saying, he says, I'm going to be absent for you for a while, but I will not leave you comfortless. I will send the Comforter. I will send the Comforter which should guide you, direct you, to help you, to actually make you ready, because I'm going to go back to heaven, and I'm going to be there with the Father, and we're going to build a mansions for a heavenly home for everyone. He's preparing for us a heavenly place. But while he's there, he says, I'll make the intercession with groanings which shall be heard. So Jesus is made, standing at the right hand of God, make an intercession for all of us. But the Holy Spirit is here as our friend. He's here as our helper. He lives within us. And if he asks anything in my name, that will I do. You know, that's pretty powerful. You know, if you ask anything in my name, that's what he's doing on the internet. We're saying, Lord, please help this fellow. He's got this lady had cancer. Now she don't have no cancer. We're seeing it happen every day. So Jesus said, if he had anything in my name, and you know, I'm not nothing, but if I ask anything according to the will of God, God does it. It does not to glorify me, but it glorifies God. That God constitutes his word as being true. So this verifies that this, what he's saying, will come to pass if you do these things. This is what you got to do to make it work. If you love me, keep my commandments. And it says, I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter. Think about that. Another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. That's not just in the back in the first century. Forever is till Jesus comes. He's going to be with, in Acts it says, he with ever also. From far off the Lord thy God shall call. So God is in keeping his word. We need to read this word and realize it, that he keeps this word. That's why it's written in here. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, neither knoweth him. See, the Spirit, the world don't see him. They can't receive him. And they say there's nothing to tongues. They say there's nothing. These skeptics have got these other denominations. They say there's nothing. There's nothing that. And if you're not careful, there's about 90% of people to say this, or maybe more. They say there's nothing to it. But it says, but the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye shall know him. For he dwelleth in you and shall be with you. He's knoweth because he's in you and he shall be with you. And I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. So Jesus was saying his signs of the times are for us today the same as they were at the time when he spoke it. Some almost 2,000 years have transpired. So if God's up to date, he says he never changes, the same yesterday, today, and forever. So you can stand on what God's saying. I'm a mechanic, so this is why I'm very thorough about these words, because on a caterpillar, say, if I set it up exactly like the book says, it'll work. And if we set the Word of God up by the way it's written, it'll work. If this is not, you don't have to understand dispensations. You don't have to know all what days it is and the numbers, like a lot of people try to tell you. There's no thing. There's confusion. You just dump it all out the door and call upon God. God will give you a new instruction. He says, I will not leave you comfortless. I will come with you. But the Comforter, hear this, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things. What? All things. So he can even tell me about a caterpillar. He has. He can tell me about my car. He can tell me about my house. Oh, this is your, I know it's your. He can tell me when a tree's going to fall on top of me. And I forgot about something I had. A few years ago, I had about 5 trees that grew up in some power lines. I'm going to tell it right now. You think the Holy Ghost is not wonderful? I prayed in the Spirit for those 5 trees. And the north wind started blowing. And those trees were just going like this. The Lord says, I want you to get your saw out there right now when that wind's going. And you pray in the Spirit and I'll let you. Those trees will come down. Everyone will lay down perfect. And that's what I did. I prayed in the Spirit. And I, by faith, I just sawed them. All those trees fell down. No, it didn't hit the power lines. And there were 3 sets of power lines. There was a telephone, and there was a cable TV line, and then PG&E line. All 3 of them, they were all different heights, and these trees were weaved in between them. And you know, I watched them. Those trees looked like a God just took them up and let them go up, and then they come down. Supernaturally. But I prayed in the Spirit. I was praying in the Spirit. I didn't know how to pray. But the Bible says we know not to pray. We pray in the Spirit with groanings which are uttered. God's here to help us, to enable us. But the Spirit of God is beyond, it's like a homing device, that like a radar that goes through the night. When you don't argue with your flying a plane, how your compass sets and all the things. You're relying on it. You've got your trust. And if it's foggy outside, and snow outside, you're going to make it because your bearings are not, they're straight. You know where your guidance is. You know where the wind speeds. You know all these things. The same with the Lord. But those 5 trees, God took them out one by one. It took about an hour to do it, praying in the Spirit. And I prayed when the Lord said, go saw that, I saw, and I prayed and prayed in the Spirit. Boy, I never tangled up one wire. And all those trees were down flat on the ground. Now you tell me that isn't something I can tell you one thing right after another, but God, praying in the Spirit, is power. There's strength there. There's wisdom. There's knowledge. There's all heaven comes. God even sends the angels down to help you. He surrounds you with, because when you speak in that heavenly language, it's a language that no one knows but the Heavenly Father. It's not meant for you to know, but you just use it and it'll work for you. You will do great things. You'll lay hands on the sick and you pray in the Spirit and they will recover. You'll lay hands on an old caterpillar tractor out there and it recovers. The Spirit of the Lord is, that's the power zone that keeps you in tune with God. That's like calibration. When you pray, it recalibrates you every time. That's what it does. It recalibrates you to go what God wants you to do. In yourself, your calibration is way off. You can go out here and read the Word of God all day long and go pray all the time, but it don't really calibrate you until you pray in the Spirit. When you pray in the Spirit, because it takes you out of the picture. You're just praying because you don't know how, but God's doing the work. I had my brother was dying, and I prayed in the Spirit. 2 hours and 35 minutes, he come back alive. God is always on time. But His way is not like the way of the world. The world says, oh, we don't want any of those tongues in our church. We don't want that. We got to have a nice church. What do you want in church? You want you just a nice building? Or do you want to please God? You know, I think it's about time we think out there, all of us, about pleasing God. See, Enoch pleased God. And we should please God. I might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work. And if you want to be fruitful, you just pray in the Spirit. The Lord give me a diet. But every time I got behind the steering wheel of that truck, He says, pray in the Spirit. Not pray in English. Pray in the Spirit. When I got the job, I knew what was the job. I knew no one has to tell me what was wrong. I already knew it. The Spirit, just pray in the Spirit. I knew. It edifies you. It touches the right buttons inside. I don't know what it does, but it touches you. Your heart's merry. You're not no longer in doubt. You're not walking in fear. You're walking in great admiration of God. You walk in great love. God made us that we pray in the Spirit, that we edify ourselves by praying through God in the Spirit, that you might have an avalanche of glory upon you. That's the best way I can describe it, that you might have an avalanche of glory, like avalanches of snow, how they come down the mountain, where you might have the glory just bury you with God's presence. And it's so wonderful. When God comes down and touches you, refreshes you, enlightens you, uplifts you, and when you pray for the sick, you know they're going to cover. You know that God's going to do mighty. The thing about it, most people want to know too much. And so when we start praying in the Spirit, actually we're humbling ourselves and say, Lord, I wish to give my heart totally to you. I want to walk in your obedience. And I think that's what we actually do. And we could get down and we say, I don't want to speak no more, Lord. I just want to pray in the Spirit. When we start praying, the heavenly power, His glory comes down. There's glory upon His God's people. He strengthens those who call upon Him. And they will be as Gideon the old, as many as Gideon had what blew those trumpets. But I'll tell you, nowadays, you just blow the Spirit of God in tongues. It does the same thing. It just edifies. It lifts up. It breaks the powers of darkness. It cleanses the airways. And this land that we live in, the principality of the air, the spirit that works in the children of disobedience, the airways are tangled webs of evil things. When you pray in the Spirit, it removes every evil activity. It stands to reason. Well, I'm not going to have to prove this because it's true. But if you'll start praying in the Spirit and don't worry about what someone's going to say, what someone's going to do, what they're going to think, just pray, you'll get the job done. And you'll touch that agnostic, that takes nothing. God can't do things that way. You'll help God do a work that you cannot do without it. When we humble ourselves and pray in the mighty Pukkan of Akila, glory to God, God moves mightily. God will move and He'll speak to our hearts in a very special way. Yeah, the Lord thy God is here this day, says the Spirit of God. I will help you. For those of you that call upon me, I will pray in my spirit. I will help you. And I shall rearrange your life. And I shall move upon you mightily. I say my people are too stubborn. And I say they're too rebellious because they don't want to do these things. But if they will start humbling themselves and start praying through and praying in my spirit, praying in that heavenly tongue, I shall do great and mighty things. And I shall remove the cankerworms. I shall remove the obstacles that's before them. And I will set them free. And I shall encourage them. And I shall give them a new hope. I shall give them a new strength. I shall give them a new vessel. I shall give them a new voyage. And I say when they're going on their way to heaven, they will not have those bumpy roads like they've had in the times past. I will give them a new road, and road is smooth. My spirit will be moved for thee, and I shall help thee that thou might rise above the occasions, that thou would rise above what's before thee, that thy eyes would be rested on the things of heaven, and thou would no longer be a failure. But I, the Lord thy God, shall institute my love upon thee, and I shall bless thee, and I shall maintain thee continuously, that thou will not fail. Be wise in me, and I shall, Lord, I'll help thee. I shall protect thee, and I shall guide thee, and I shall direct thee, and I shall deliver thee. For thou wilt be not have to worry what the world says, because I, the Lord thy God, shall give thee strength to change the powers, change the courses of the world itself. If thou shalt pray in my spirit, great things shall happen, and you shall see great and mighty things, exploits done through the Spirit, because I move through my power, and that is the way for my people to get into my power. They will get in the power zone real fast when they pray in the Spirit without ceasing, and they will pray, and they will see my will come forth, they will see my power come forth, and they shall be ready at the time when the trumpet of God shall sound, and they shall automatically be in heaven at that time. They will not even have to worry. If they shall pray in the Spirit, it will guarantee them that they will have a shield beyond them, and they shall have hope around them, and they shall have victory inside of them, and they shall have peace around their being in a great and mighty way. And I shall comfort them, and I shall protect them, and I shall guide them, and I shall direct them, and I shall use them, and I shall bring healing to those that they come past, that they might be a blessing forevermore. For I shall lift them up my heavenly places, and I shall put my counsel upon them, and I shall give them my direction, and I shall give them my calling, and they shall walk wisely. They will not be defeated no longer, but they will walk in victory, and they shall not be consumed by the powers of darkness, but they shall eliminate the powers of darkness. They shall change the powers of darkness from the way that the power shall be changed in my glory. It shall reverse like reverse polarization. I shall take the bad things and change them so they'll be right. If my people would learn to pray in my spirit, pray with my power, believing when they pray, great things are going to take place. And I shall help thee. Come, my people, pray in my spirit, and I shall work within thee, for I shall love thee, and I shall strengthen thee, saith the Spirit of God. Be not wise as some of the heathens are, but I say, learn of me. Learn to be obedient. Learn to pray in my spirit. Learn to let my spirit take control for thee, and thou shalt be blessed. Thou shalt be enriched. Thou shalt be favored. Thou shalt have my pardon upon thee. My everlasting covenant shall be with thee forever. Be not afraid, for I, the Lord thy God, have chosen thee, that thou might be a blessing in this last hour, said the Spirit of God. Lord was truly here, I believe, today. This is a message that I really believe the Lord wanted to say. I pray that God blesses each one of you in a mighty way. It's not a very long service, but I pray that God will use you. And remember, praying in the Spirit is up to date. It will get the job done. That's how Brother Freedoms have got everything done, is praying in the Spirit. Sometimes a little bit of hard work, but you pray there and it changes things. It gets a different wavelengths. It gets the Spirit of God. It changes the evidence. The old man is, it changes the glory and the glory. It has the glory of God. I pray that God will bless you this day, make his face to shine upon you, to be gracious unto you, help you forevermore. I pray that God will encourage you this wonderful day, and we just pray, thank you for your love. Thank you for tuning us into your life this day, and we pray that God will bless you forevermore. We thank you in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen.